must have been what Festus wanted you to help with on his last night in Rome. He said he needed your strong arm.
Of course.
I thought I had found Festus's hidey hole at last, an upstairs bedroom at Flora's, behind a blocked-off door.
You're right. It is another bedroom. Look.
Oh, Marcus.
Zeus, naked and heavily bearded, surveyed us with nobility and calm. His right arm was raised in the act of hurling a thunderbolt. We stood, lost in admiration. And then...
I see you found it, then.
What are you doing here?
Oh, a Phidias, a real Phidias.
Isn't it beautiful?
We should have guessed, Marcus.
I know, Festus was always hanging around this place.
Yes, treated it like home. And so have you. You've made a right mess here.
I'll clear it up. I could use some help, though. We need to move fast.
Why?
Petronius has gone to tell the owner the place is empty.
She's about to send someone round.
Relax. No one's coming tonight.
She can't just leave it unguarded. She might even come herself.
Flora's not coming.
Well, I don't know how you can know that.
Marcus.
But at least she'll send a watchman.
She has.
Huh?
Thanks for looking after things till I got here.
Flora sent you? You mean...
Yes.
This is the business you bought your floozy to stop her interfering with your work. She's Flora.
Yes, she is.
Well, no wonder Festus thought he could treat the place like home.
Fortunately, I had a lot to keep me busy while I got over the shock. There was our revenge against Carus and Servia to get started, the most painful part, raising the 500,000. So while poor Pa auctioned all his goods and chattels from his warehouse and his home to do this, I made arrangements for a block of Festus's marble to be taken round to Flora's, so that using the Zeus as a model, Orontes could start creating a new Phidias for us, which we could sell for, oh, I don't know, say, 500,000? So, Pa could recoup his losses, and then sell the real Zeus for even more, probably. But to start the scam, while Orontes was busy, we needed to lull Carus and Servia into a false sense of security by paying off our supposed debt, though perhaps not quite in the way they might have wanted.
You ready?
As I'll ever be.
It was just before dawn. We had driven to their house in an open cart and parked at their front door. My father started banging an enormous copper bell. Shutters flew open. Watchdogs started barking. Angry neighbours protested. At last, Carus and Servia appeared.
What in the name of Hades?
At last, the vultures appear for the reckoning.
Stop this at once!
We'll call out the watch.
Don't you want your money back, then?
Now hear this. Carus and Servia maintain that my son, Festus, who died a national hero, owed them 500,000 sesterces. Never let it be said that the Didius family reneges on its debts.
Here's your money!
What on earth do you think you're doing?
We walked to the edge of the cart and upended the first chest onto the road. They ran after it, trying to catch their money. It was pathetic.
And here's another one!
And so we went on, until a mound of twinkling coins filled their driveway. We had repaid our debt, but all in small change. A few weeks later, the Roman fine art world was buzzing with rumours of a very interesting private sale. An old and respected senatorial family had a statue on offer.
It's a Poseidon.
We can see that.
And a very splendid one.
Naturally, it attracted the attention of the connoisseurs.
Where did you get it?
My father found it in his late brother's attic when he was going through his effects.
Oh, yes.
So there's no provenance.
I'm afraid not. But you can see it's Parian marble.
There does seem to be some damage to one shoulder.
Minor damage. But we should take that into account, of course, in the price.
Has your father given you any idea of how much he wants for it?
600,000.
600?
It's a very fine piece.
400.
I don't think my father would be very happy with that. 500.
All right. 500,000 it is.
And that's how Carus and Servia acquired a Poseidon by Phidias, or so they thought.
Well done, Honeycake. Well done.
I never thought we'd get away with it. They're supposed to be experts.
I told you Orontes is a very good copyist.
Well, you must tell your father the good news.
Yes, I must.
So I did. And we celebrated with the flag and all three at Flora's.
So we're rich now?
Yes, we are.
We've got all your money back, but we've still got the Zeus to sell.
Yes, we have. Let's go and have a look at it.
So we went upstairs. But when we got there...
I don't understand. The marble block, it hasn't been touched.
Oh, no.
But Orontes was supposed to make the statue out of that.
He's made something, look. There's a bit missing at the top.
But why? What did he just need a bit of marble for?
To make a new arm.
Where our Zeus should have been, all that was left was an arm. An arm holding a thunderbolt.
He used the Zeus to make our Poseidon.
It looks like it.
A lazy, cheating bastard. I'll kill him.
You'll have to find him first. He's long gone.
Orontes hadn't bothered to carve a whole new statue. He just adapted the one he'd got, giving it a new right arm. Zeus just had a trident instead of a thunderbolt.
I don't believe it. You know what this means.
Yeah, of course I do. We didn't sell Carus and Servia a fake.
No. We had sold them a genuine Phidias. So that was that. Financially, we were back where we started. But I'd done what my mother wanted. I'd cleared Festus's name. He'd made his legionaries their money back. And he'd been duped by Carus and Servia rather than the other way round in the case of the missing Poseidon. And he'd done his best to make a profit on the Zeus. If he hadn't been called back to Judea, he might have managed it. And while the case of Censorinus's death had been solved, leaving me in the clear, what exactly happened to Festus on that rampart was still a mystery. And so it might have stayed, if Vespasian hadn't decided he needed a new arena built to celebrate his conquests. He had a workforce ready to hand, the victims of those conquests, the captive Judean slaves. So I went to see them.
I was at Bethel.
Was it a fierce fight?
For us. For you Romans, probably not.
Kind of you to say so. Did you see the centurion?
I don't know what that is.
The officer in charge. He'd have a mailed shirt, metal on his legs. Fancy crest, vine stick.
Oh, yes. He was the first over.
But then he fell. Did you see that?
Yes. He was unlucky.
Why?
An arrow squeezed in between his helmet and his head.
And now I knew this man really had seen him. Festus hadn't bothered to strap his helmet properly. He never did.
Is that helpful to you? You find out what you need to know.
Yes, thank you. My brother died as he had lived, pushing his luck. I went home to tell Ma, stopping only at Carus and Servia's. They were having a public viewing of their splendid new statue. I wanted to spread the rumor that it might not be a Phidias after all. It was the least I could do. Helena was with my mother. Festus died bravely, Ma.
Good. So it's all sorted out.
Except for the mystery of the missing kitchen knife.
Oh, Marcus, let it go.
Your father took it.
Why didn't you say so in the first place?
I thought I had. Why are you making so much fuss about it?
But Pa took the knife when he left home. How did it end up at Flora's?
That woman of his wouldn't have wanted someone else's knife in her own kitchen. But it's a good knife, so she took it to use at her business. I'd have done the same.
So that was my mother sorted. Now I just had to face my father. I went to see him in his office.
I dropped in on Carus and Servia tonight. I think I may have convinced them they bought a fake.
That's a novelty. Most people try to convince their customers that fakes are real. We have to do things the hard way.
I'm sorry.
I left you in charge.
I told you Orontes needed watching.
I'll find him.
Don't bother, I'll find someone else. Someone who can do us a decent copy. We've still got those four blocks of marble.
So we might make some money after all.
What, do you need some?
Yes. I've come to ask you a favour.
Jupiter, I never thought I'd hear you say that.
And I'll ask you once, and if you say no, we'll forget it.
Go on, then.
I know you've got 500,000 sesterces.
Yes.
Can you lend me 400,000?
So you can make an honest woman of Helena?
So Vespasian will admit me to the middle rank and allow me to marry a senator's daughter, yes. She's an honest woman already.
She is, and a beautiful one, too.
So, what do you say? I'll let you see the grandchildren.
Yes. What are fathers for, eh?
So I went straight up to the palace to see Vespasian. Unfortunately, he was out, away running the empire or something. Both his sons were in, though. Interesting choice. Should I speak to Titus, who I suspected of being in love with Helena, or Domitian, who knew I knew he had committed a murder? He seemed the better bet. As it happened, he turned me down flat. So I went to a bar I knew to drown my sorrows.
This really is becoming all local, isn't it?
Just met Flora.
Your father's partner?
She isn't a red-headed floozy at all. She's gone grey.
Has she?
Probably the worry of running this place. Not to mention living with my father.
Not the wicked stepmother after all.
The weirdest thing was, when I first saw her, I thought she was Ma. Just for a second.
So he has been true to you, in his fashion.
Maybe we diddiest boys just aren't marriage material. You may have had a lucky escape.
You're withdrawing your proposal. Oh, dear.
I'm not, but Domitian is. He turned me down. Not good enough for the middle rank, us informers.
No. Scum of the earth, really. I don't know what I'm doing with you.
I don't know either.
Oh, Marcus, it doesn't matter. It's just a ceremony. Veils, nuts, a slaughtered pig. Who needs it? I gave you my heart a long time ago.
I know you did. Still infuriating, that. After all I've done for that family.
And emperors are notorious for their gratitude, of course. You expect Vespasian to pay his debts before he has to?
No. But I... Oh, I'm sick of this place.
It looks a lot better now. It's been redecorated.
I don't mean Flora's. I mean Rome.
Let's go somewhere else, then. We've got the whole Roman Empire to choose from.
And you'll come with me?
Oh, Marcus. Of course I'll come with you.
In this week's episodes, Falco, Poseidon's Gold. Falco was played by Anton Lesser. Helena by Anna Madeley, Geminus by Trevor Peacock, Petronius by Ben Crowe, Falco's mother by Frances Jeter, Varga by John Flitcroft, Carus by Joseph Mydell, and Servia by Gilly Bond. Orontes was played by Richard Katz, Phoebe by Kate Layden, Rubinia by Laura Matthews, Bibius by Adrian Grove, and The Prisoner by Jonathan Taffler. Falco, Poseidon's Gold was written by Lindsay Davis, dramatised by Mary Cutler, and produced in Birmingham by Peter Leslie Wilde.